Hello, and welcome to the Real Life Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer McKee. I'm so excited to have you join me each week as we explore a variety of topics around life in the greater Palm Springs area. From real estate market updates to lifestyle topics, interesting people, food and entertainment, we keep it authentic and fun. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and follow Jennifer McKee Realtor on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to keep up to date on everything happening in the Coachella Valley. Also, be sure to go to Apple Podcasts and like and leave a review for this show. I really appreciate it. And now, without further ado, let's go to this week's show. Hey, and welcome to this week's podcast. I'm very excited because I have a special guest sitting beside me today, along not only Ryan, who I've he's my quarantine co-host.
Yep.
But I have my niece Kennedy Garman, who is now in our quarantine club, living at our house right now.
Say hi, Kennedy.
Hi, Kennedy.
Hi.
It's only taken her 7 weeks to join the club, and we are now accepting applications. It's a long, tedious process, but if you want to join the McKee Quarantine Club.
I feel bad for Kennedy because honestly, like, when you have aunts and uncles, you have family that you look up to and you admire, and they've set the bar so high. And then, you know, to come live with people, and then you kind of see how the sausage gets made. It's like they say, like, don't ever get to meet your idols and celebrities, and, you know, you're getting behind the scenes view here. It's going to be hard. I feel bad.
It's going to be a hard adjustment going back to my actual house, but I'm just blessed that you guys have me here.
You're going to love it.
Happy to be here.
Good.
Well, Kennedy is currently a junior at La Quinta High School, and so we're going to talk to her in a little bit about quarantine life and how that's affecting the teenagers these days.
But first, we have a segment we're going to try here called 60 Second Roundup. And
It has a name. I didn't even know that.
I just made it up. So anyway, we're going to take 60 seconds and you're going to give a little update on market stuff that's happening, news, interesting tidbits. We've had a few things that have happened recently that the governor has reported. And so you have 60 seconds.
Whoa, I'm going to have to talk fast.
And if it goes over, then we'll shut the podcast down.
Okay.
All right. So here we go.
Okay. Governor Newsom has just put out some, what's the word?
I already suck at this.
Approved activities, including things like badminton, but singles only, throwing a baseball or softball. This list is hilarious because we're even allowed to watch the sunrise or sunset. Thank you, Governor Newsom.
Which I have been struggling with this entire quarantine, feeling like I just wanted to go outside and watch the sunset, and it was like, I can't because the virus will get me, and now...
But now he says it's okay.
We can.
So also, the weather around here is heating up. It's now over the 100 mark, and the locals are loving it because we can swim. Another thing that's happening is the U.S. Open is in talks with possibly having it here in Indian Wells at the Tennis Garden, which is amazing. It's not for sure. They're just talking about it, but hey, how cool is that? Also, College of the Desert. Oh, my word, it's 54 seconds. College of the Desert has shut down. Well, not shut down. False news. They are now having their fall classes be online only. So that's a big deal. Okay. How are we?
We went 7 seconds over. So I think next time we'll have a 90-second update instead of a 60-second update. Because we make our own rules here, we can do whatever we want.
There are no rules in quarantine.
This is true. Everything has changed. Time does not exist in quarantine. So that was, thank you. That was helpful. So.
Was it?
Kennedy Garman.
Yes.
Junior at La Quinta. Stuck at home. Tell us, what has it been like?
Okay, hold on. Not only, you forgot, not only is she a junior at La Quinta High School, but we have Madam President sitting in our midst. She is the president of FCA Club, the largest club on campus. She can tell us more about that in a minute. But we are in the presence of royalty, folks.
Thank you for that. At first, I was super excited to have school canceled because I don't like school. But after the first few weeks, it was really hard because you are deprived of all social interaction. I didn't get to see my friends. I didn't realize how much I loved school. I'm missing it so much now. It's really hard to stay in touch too. FaceTime calls, I'm starting to hate them. I would rather just hang out with people in person, but I've been using Zoom a lot to just stay in touch. But yeah, it's definitely getting tiring.
You were homeschooled for a while until, what, freshman year?
My sophomore year.
Sophomore year. So public school is somewhat of a new thing. And you're, are you introverted or extroverted?
Extroverted.
I don't even know who you are, really.
My name's Kennedy. I'm 17.
Jen has told me about you, but yeah. You live
nice to meet you.
You live a few miles away, so I don't talk to anyone outside of my small radius here. But okay, so you're more extroverted.
Mm-hmm.
Being around kids, homeschool was obviously had its pros and cons, but now that you're in public school, that's probably feeding a big part of that need that you have is being around people. And then all of a sudden, boom, that's just shut off with no warning. You're stuck at home. I bet that has probably been very difficult too.
Oh yeah, it was like a culture shock.
Yeah.
So are you, well, before this, you moved in, I say moved in. She's just hanging out during quarantine now. I think probably because the extroverted piece of you, there's seven of us here, so it's going to scratch that itch, hopefully. You'll be so tired of people in a couple days, I promise.
We scratch each other's itches a lot.
But I think...
just for entertainment.
As far as living in quarantine before, were you... I know teenagers like want to stay up all night. Not all, okay, but at least the ones in our house. And sleep in super late, and they're not... We're trying to keep them on a schedule. It's really hard. We're trying to keep them on a schedule because to help... curb like any like maybe depression, maybe anxiety, your immune system is better, you know, when you're anyway, all those reasons. But were you on a schedule? Were you just finding it hard to get up, or what was that like?
Yeah, it was super hard to get on a schedule. I was never really on one. I would stay up super late most nights, sleep in until the afternoon, and it was terrible. But yeah, most of the teenagers are doing that, and so it's hard to just go to bed early, wake up early, have a routine.
And it's part of the coping mechanism, too, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So what are the Zoom calls? Is it with teachers and other students, or is it just, like, you and the teacher?
Yeah, so for classes, it's the teacher and your whole class. So
so like 30-some kids are all on a Zoom call?
Yeah.
Do you all look like you just rolled out of bed, or are people actually getting gussied up?
Some people do, and it's terrible because I just wake up 5 minutes before, but some girls have their hair and makeup done, and it's really not fair.
Is there always that one kid on his phone or whatever that's like got it staring at the ceiling the whole time and you never see him?
Or oh, yeah,
like
for sure.
They're in the bottom corner of the thing and like totally not paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had to do quite a few Zoom calls for work-related things, and it's actually in some ways more exhausting. I don't know why, than even like a face-to-face coffee or even a phone call. There's something about the video conference call that somehow it feels like it just zaps all energy and it's a draining experience, and to do several of them in a row or something. And I just get done and I'm like, I'm done for the day.
So what else are you using Zoom for? Is it just for classes? Or are you staying connected with other people and friends?
I've been staying connected with some other people. Some nights of the week, me and a bunch of friends will have Zoom calls where we can just like catch up, hang out, talk. So that's been really good to utilize that.
And you're on TikTok, so I'm sure that's...
Oh, yeah. It's really bad.
Yeah. So tell us about FCA. What is that and what is your role there?
It's Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So when school was still in session, we met once a week at lunch.
And who is we?
We welcomed everybody, but it's for athletes who are Christian, but we would just get together, eat pizza, play games, have a little message, and just like connect with other students.
How many usually showed up?
We've gotten as much as 300. Usually it's around 50.
How big's the school?
3,000.
So, I mean, that's a significant number of students.
Yeah, we're the biggest club on campus.
And you guys feed them and stuff? And
feed them pizza.
And you're the president?
I'm the president. Madam president, actually.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job.
Thank you.
So how has that, have you been able to kind of maintain that program, whatever you guys call it, while the quarantine has been happening, or is it just completely stopped?
It's just completely stopped, sadly. We haven't been able, because there's no school, we haven't been able to have any meetings, and so it's definitely been hard to have that like position just stripped from me so quickly, but... Yeah.
Do you have any idea as far as how things will be impacted, like with that program and whatever, through the summer or the fall, or is it all just still?
It's all up in the air.
Okay. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how are you kind of, besides the Zoom calls and all of that, you know, we're 7 weeks into this, I think, now, with obviously a very long summer ahead for students. No, I think the governor's mandate or whatever, the stay-at-home order is, what, through June 15th?
I think so, or June 19th or something like that.
So at least another month or so.
Mm-hmm.
How are you staying active? How are you staying, you know, we know how kind of how you're being connected with your friends, but I mean, what are you doing as far as just to keep your sanity?
It's been hard. I have to like force myself to just get up, like go swimming. I like to swim and just get some fresh air, but it's definitely hard most days to want to do that because there's nothing motivating me really.
Should start a podcast.
I should. I'm really good at this.
Mm-hmm.
And you also are, the youth group at the church you go to and that I go to as well, they're staying connected on Zoom as well, correct?
Yes, they are. We still meet every Sunday night, so it's really good to still stay connected through that.
So have you felt like being a part of this podcast has really opened your eyes to the greatness of your aunt and uncle?
Oh, I'm just in amazement. Is that a word? I made it up if it's not.
In amazement.
Amazement. Yes. You guys are just amazing.
I can feel it. Mm-hmm. I can feel that energy.
We're only we haven't even been here 24 hours yet, so give us some time.
Yeah. You'll change my mind.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Is there anything else you want to add, Jen or Kennedy? You want to?
No, I think it's been great. And Ryan has been forced to be my quarantine co-host. And who knows what you'll be doing? You may show up next week as well.
I can help.
Good. Well, as an Enneagram 2, for those who know the Enneagram, Kennedy's an Enneagram 2. She gets her purpose out of helping others. So I love being helped. This is a great fit.
It really is.
Well, we're glad you came in today and let us interview you for a few minutes to find out your perspective. And we really appreciate it. And now I have as we transition to a segment we're calling Summarize Your Home that I just made up. Jen, could you give us some tips on, for those who, we're in May now. The season around here kind of ends the end of April, which we typically would have had Stagecoach. I think my last week.
Coachella and Stagecoach.
Coachella and Stagecoach was the last one. And then we didn't have those this year because of the quarantine and shutdown. So it feels very strange not having that kind of end of the season. But now that we're into May and things are beginning to kind of move into summer, and what are some tips that people should know that they often will make mistakes and not realize in time?
Well, if you're going to be away from your home, I would say for more than a few weeks, like a month or more, you need someone checking on your home, doing things like going in and flushing the toilets and turning on. A lot of people turn off their water line from the side of the house. Have someone go turn it on, go inside, run the faucets, flush the toilets. Because if you don't, this is gross, you can get like roaches or pests or rodents that will come up through the dry pipes, right? And that's not fun if you come back in the fall when the weather's cooler and your house has got some extra guests that you didn't plan on. So that's gross. Some people will actually lift up their toilet.
Run up your leg while you're on the toilet. That'd
okay,
be fun.
That, I'm not going to lie, that's happened when I was doing an open house. It was just a roach, but still I'm scarred for life. That's another story for another day. But some people actually will take Saran Wrap and Saran Wrap their toilet seat. Some people do that. You also, because of the dry air, a lot of people will leave buckets of water just sitting in different rooms of the home to help keep the home have a good level of humidity. So your wood and different like furniture pieces and things like that.
But that does evaporate, doesn't it?
So it does evaporate.
Have somebody go in and
fill up the buckets. Yeah. Also, you want to keep your AC on. A lot of people will keep it around 90 degrees because when it's 120 outside, you don't want your house to be 120 inside for months at a time. And you want your patio furniture. If you're not going to be here for the summer, the sun will eat away and destroy things over time. So you want to have your patio furniture brought into the garage. So there's that. There are people that hire different people to do these things for them and to give reports on the house just to keep, you know, they'll send pictures and reports and updates to make sure your house is basically babysitting your house.
Which this is something that people provide. You've got a service that does this. It's a concierge type service.
Yep, I have a service.
A number of companies in the area that are very good too, and it's something that you highly recommend, right?
Yeah, I highly recommend it, and you can go to my website, jennifermckee.com. There's a whole concierge drop-down menu, and there's different rates for different things, and we even do things for people, like if you're wanting your fridge filled with food, before you get back, or you want the house cleaned, we can oversee making sure that the house cleaner gets in, you need repairs done, and or if you want your patio furniture brought out and set up, we offer those services as well. So I have a team that handles that whole concierge service.
Very good. Anything else on that? Summarize your home.
I think those are some good tips to start with. If you need more details, let me know.
Alrighty, that was a informative and helpful session. We have now one final segment of the show. It is our time for three questions. That is me pulling up the three questions. So Jen, question number one. How do you stay cool in the desert heat?
How do I stay cool? There's a few ways.
Or you could be plural you and just general question of how does anyone stay cool?
Well, I'll give my tips. My tips are the worst is getting in a hot car in the middle of the day. So if you have the kind of car, like I have the kind of car where you don't
It's probably the worst would be getting in a hot car that with leather, naked. That would be the worst.
Who does that?
I'm sure it's been done.
Well, my car, I actually bought with cloth seats on purpose because the first summer I lived here, I was like, I can't deal with the leather for a lot of reasons. But so if you don't have, if you have leather, maybe get some seat covers.
And wear clothes.
I have the kind of car where you don't have a key in the ignition. You just have to have the little key fob close by. So if I'm going to run into like my mail, the UPS store where I can park right in front, I leave the car running with the AC on and lock it and take the keys with me and then come back out. Now, if you're going to go into a big store like Walmart or something, I don't know if you'd feel safe doing that. Also, automatic start on a car to have the AC running is good. If you can park in your garage, keeps your car cooler, make room to park in your garage. If you can insulate your garage door, it's not that expensive. There are people who do that. I highly suggest that. When I have to show homes out in the middle of the summer heat, this is my little tip. I have a swimsuit that I'll just put my swimsuit on in the morning. I'll go jump in the pool or dip myself in the pool, and then I'll throw a sundress on over, you know, I'll get out and I'm mostly dry. I'll throw a sundress on over my swimsuit so no one can see it, and my swimsuit's damp, and it actually keeps me cool for at least an hour or so while I'm out showing houses. That's a little tip.
That's a helpful story for any of the perverts that are out there wanting to have you show them homes. Now they'll be able to know.
There's nothing. I mean, whatever. It's the same as undergarments.
Let's
you know,
go
it's
to
just
question number two now.
You can edit this out.
Oh, no.
You asked for my tips.
That'll stay in there. This one's a homeowner kind of question. Do I need to sell my current home before I buy a new one?
Okay, I just had this question asked of me yesterday. I had a long phone conversation about it with someone who was wanting to know my opinion. So if the built-up equity in your current home will be applied to the down payment on the new home, obviously you're going to need to sell your current home. Or at least have put it on the market and have it in escrow. Then you can make an offer on the second home contingent upon the selling of the first home, right? Hopefully that makes sense. Now, if that's not the case, if you want to turn your current home into an investment property, like renting it out, then obviously you don't need to sell it. But you do need to talk to a loan advisor to evaluate all of those things. Sometimes they will want, there's a lot of options. Sometimes they'll want you to have a renter in place first if there's still a loan on the first home, that will give them, you know, some peace of mind and knowing that you can make two mortgage payments, right? So there are different ways to do it. It just depends on how much down payment money that you need and have. If you don't have any and you're going to need to take it out of your first home, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to sell it. Maybe you could take out a home equity loan or refinance and take out some money. There are all sorts of ways, so there's not a cut and dry answer. It all really depends on your debt to income ratio, how much down payment you need, how much down payment you have, how much equity is in your current home, and all of those things. But if you don't have someone to run, you know, the questions by, give me a call or reach out to me on my website. I'd love to be able to kind of help steer you in the right direction.
And the final question is kind of a three-part question, so you can make these brief. But third question is, what are three things you love about the Palm Springs area?
I love the weather. I know that's crazy. Some people will say that they don't. I mean, 9 months out of the year, it's perfection, and I don't mind the summer heat. I love being able to get
wear
in the pool.
Wear your bikini and to show homes.
I never said it was a bikini. I love to... I love to swim in the pool, and I love summer nights. There's nothing like it. So I'd say the weather, which includes sunshine every day. I lived in Washington for many years, and I really need sunshine. So the weather / sunshine is one of them. Number two, palm trees. I love them. If you know me at all or follow me on social media, you know that that's a big thing. Sunshine and mountains. I'm going to make that the second reason, sunshine and mountains. Or not sunshine. The first is sunshine and weather. The second is palm trees and mountains. And the third is the proximity to Los Angeles, San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix. We're just right in the middle of everything, and I can be anywhere I want to be, doing anything I want to do in just a couple hours. So I love it. I love the greater Palm Springs area.
And my thing with, I mean, for California, you know, you can get a lot of house for a lot less money than you would if you were in LA or
100%.
A lot of places. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can really have a great quality of life.
The quality of life here is just amazing. We had planned on moving to close to LA, and then we realized what it was like here in the greater Palm Springs area, the cost of living, the quality of life. You don't have the traffic, you don't have the crime. Your money goes much, much further in what you can get for the house. The schools are great. We always thought that to live in Southern California, I mean, you'd have to like sell a kid or something. You know, you just wouldn't have, coming with a family of seven, how would we afford to live here? And we can have a great quality of life out here in the desert.
Yep.
I just say sell a kid on podcast?
I was trying to think of something witty, but then I just figured I'd let it slide. But
I don't believe in that. I never have done that, nor never will. Just, you know, letting the public know.
And on that note, I'd say that's probably a good place to wrap things up for this week. We have been trying some new segments, some new things on the show, testing pieces to the show, kind of experimenting a little bit now that we're into episode 7. So, you know, let us know certain things that you like. If you have things that you don't like, you can email those to other people. You don't have to send that to us.
Send that to Kennedy.
Send that to Kennedy. She loves to get that kind of helpful information. And but please let us know certain things that you would like to know more about. We are trying some different segments over the next few episodes and experiment a little bit. So, yeah, we're just going to keep developing the show out and bringing you guys as much value and quality as we can. And then eventually quarantine will end. I will move back into all of my other projects, and Jen will find another co-host.
Nope.
I'm sure. That doesn't sound like I will be leaving.
Okay. Real fast, before we leave, I wanted to thank Kennedy for joining us. And before you say goodbye to everyone, I want to know what you love about the Palm Springs area.
The sunshine, for sure, and the weather. I lived in Washington my whole life, and so I am so sick of the rain, and I just love the sunshine every day.
I agree. Thank you so much for joining us, Kennedy.
Thank you for having me.
It only goes downhill from here for you, doesn't it?
It really does.
Take care, everybody.
See you next time.